into a brand new week of Cycle Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown, your host. Thank you for downloading and taking the time to listen to this weekly cycling podcast on all things South African cycling. Also, thank you very much for all the great feedback after last week's show, that chat with Louis Meintjes after his silver medal at the UCI World Championships in the Under 23 Road Race. Well received, apparently. Thank you so much for all your tweets, Facebook messages, and emails as well. But coming up on this week's show, I catch up with Talk Radio 702's David O'Sullivan, who's riding the second largest timed cycling event in the world, the Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge this year, for a fantastic cause. We'll chat to David a little bit about that. And he's also giving you the chance, how cool is this, to ride the race alongside Daryl Impey, the first South African ever to wear the yellow jersey in the Tour de France. Daryl is back in the country and he'll be riding in that peloton. There's also a second professional rider that's been added to that group as well, and all the proceeds going to the Teddy Bear Clinic. So that's what I chatted to David O'Sullivan about. Also, Dave's not the biggest cyclist, just getting on the bike actually, and he's going to be riding. So chatted to him a little bit about his journey and how he got involved in the sport of cycling. And then also caught up with the City Cycling Club on this week's show down in Cape Town. They ride out of Edgemead, and I wanted to do that for a couple of reasons. Because the first one is, it's always great to ride in a group and with a group of like-minded individuals. So if you live down in the Western Cape, they're definitely worth looking at. But also, with the holidays coming up soon, we are definitely winding down the year at a rapid rate. And if you're heading down to Cape Town for holidays in perhaps November, December, or January and planning to take in your bicycle, hook up with the guys from the City Cycling Club. They'll be more than willing to welcome you. And I chat to the guys about that and a little bit about the history of the club. Very, very historic club. Been around for a long, long time. That's all coming up on this week's episode of Cycle Talk SA. As always, if you'd like to be in touch, you can tweet us at Cycle Talk SA. You can pop us a message on Facebook as well. Just search for a Cycle Talk SA. Or if you'd like, you can email me as well. It is podcast@cycletalksa.co.za. That's enough of the introductions. Let's get straight into this week's show. And our first interview is David O'Sullivan. Cycle Talk SA. A couple of weeks ago, we caught up with the chief sports writer for The Star, Kevin McCullum, and he mentioned to me that David O'Sullivan from Talk Radio 702 was riding this year's Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge, and not just riding, but riding it for a great cause as well. And I thought, you know what, Dave's been really good to me over the years with some of the charity stuff that I've been doing along the way. And I thought, you know what, let me have a catch up with Dave. I'm also interested to find out how the cycling bug has bitten. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show today, David O'Sullivan. Thanks for joining us.
It is very unusual to be on the other side of things, Brad. I'm used to the person doing the interviews not being the person being interviewed, but I'm delighted to be chatting to you.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm a bit intimidated here as well, because I'm used to you asking the questions, so this is a bit strange.
Let's see how we go.
We'll try not stuff it up, okay? Dave, it's great to have you on, and I'm really chuffed that you are riding this year. I know the last couple of years you've walked the 702, walked the talk, and there has been a bit of a drive in your life to get fitter. Tell me about how you got involved on the bicycling side of things.
Well, through Kevin McCullum, Daryl Impey got hold of me and said that he wanted to ride the Momentum 94.7 for charity and wanted to know which charities I could recommend. And I'm the patron of the Teddy Bear Clinic for Abused Children, amongst other things, and I thought that this would be a great charity. I hesitate to use the word charity because it's actually a medical institution that is self-funded and really battles for money. It assists children who have been abused and also children who abuse, because they themselves have in their past been victims and they think that this is a normal way of life, and they then carry out the abuse as well. So it caters for both abusers and abused children. It prepares them for trial if that should be the case, but it provides the much necessary medical intervention and therapies to put them help them blend back into society after a traumatic incident. But because they are always so cash strapped and receive very little government funding, I knew that this would be a fabulous way to help solve some of the financial problems that the Teddy Bear Clinic has in this financial year. And what we decided to do then was to charge people a fee to ride with Daryl. Daryl has also persuaded double Olympic gold medalist Garen Thomas from Great Britain to join the peloton. So now for the amount of money that they're asking people to contribute to the Teddy Bear Clinic, they get to ride with two world-class athletes. But I must tell you, Brad, in the last few days, we've had a substantial change to our fundraising initiative with the wonderful participation of Discovery. When they heard what we were doing, they came on board and they said, we will sponsor each rider of the peloton to the tune of 1,000 Rand at a minimum of 100,000 Rand. So we are guaranteed a minimum of 100,000 Rand from Discovery going to the Teddy Bear Clinic. They've said if you can get 250 riders, we'll match that and make it 250,000 Rand. We are charging each rider 1,000 Rand. So the maximum I can make out of this is it could be 500,000 Rand if I get 250 riders. So I'm holding thumbs. I'm expecting about 100,000 riders, 200,000 Rand to the Teddy Bear Clinic. The financial woes of 2013 will be solved. I hope we can do it.
Oh, that's brilliant, brilliant news, Dave. And it's a great cause as well. And that's one thing about the Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge is the last few years they've really gone on a drive to get people to ride for a charity or for a cause. Do it for a real good purpose. And I love what you're doing with the Teddy Bear Clinic. And it just leverages the event to a different level. And it allows places like the Teddy Bear Clinic to really sort of give their coffers a bit of a boost, a much needed boost.
Exactly, and what I love about it is that Daryl immediately realized he doesn't want to race. He's had a fabulous season this season. He wants to do something, and he's just had a child, so there was a perfect fit for him to get involved with something like the clinic. I also think for riders who understand that there is this drive for doing good for society in some way, and then the question is, well, what can I do? Well, here's the answer. Raise just 1,000 Rand, and you have the ride of your life. And I think that just 500 Rand to ride with Daryl and 500 Rand to ride with Garen Thomas, you really are getting quite a bargain here. Discovery have also said they will provide all the kit, which will, of course, be yellow as befits Daryl Impey's status. I think it's going to be a fabulous day out, and I hope we get numbers. I've got 50 people so far, so I need to double my numbers, and for people who've already entered the Momentum 94.7, it's just a case of getting hold of me to tell me that you're interested, and I will get you reallocated to the Daryl Impey Peloton, which, by the way, Brad, goes off at about 17 minutes past 8. I must say that Jenny Green and Tanya Harford, the race organizers, have been absolutely wonderful in their support of this initiative.
Yeah, that is very cool. And Dave, that's quite important as well. Entries for the race have closed. So this isn't a way for you to get an entry if you haven't entered. But what it does do is it allows you to almost, I don't want to say leapfrog in the seedings, but if you perhaps haven't done a seeding race in the build-up to the Momentum 94.7 and you're in one of the last sort of seeding groups that goes off quite late in the heat in Joburg in November, this is a great way to start slightly earlier. And truthfully, $1,000 is not a lot of money. If you want to fork it out of your pocket, that's cool too. But a great way to do it is to go to friends and family and say, hey, you're riding the Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge. You're doing it for the Teddy Bear Clinic. Get 10 people to sponsor you $100. There's your 1,000 Rand.
That's exactly my logic. 10 people at 100 Rand. Those are my maths as well. You know, we initially had this at 2,000 Rand and Discovery came in and said, look, it's too much. We're going to subsidize. You're going to get more numbers this way. I really hope that is the case. And I just hope that I can actually ride this thing because I realize once I've committed and got going with organizing, I realized that in my conversations with Daryl when he was in Spain that there was just a presumption that I would be riding. And I've got to admit, Brad, I last rode a bicycle in 1984. So for the past 2 months, I've been in the gym, on the bike, getting myself fit for this because I can't let the side down.
No, absolutely not. And Dave, tell me a little bit about the cycling. I mean, I mentioned when we first started that you've walked the last couple of Discovery 702 Walk the Talks, and you started with a short one and you've slowly built up to the longer ones as well. And the cycling, I mean, is it just a general sort of health and fitness trip that you're on at the moment, realizing you need to stay healthy?
I had an hallelujah moment, Brad. I've got two little boys. Well, one's sort of older, 9. I've also got a 2-year-old. But 2 years ago, when my 2-year-old was born, I was at Hyde Park Shopping Center, and I saw a man I presumed was a grandfather with two little kids, well, a little kid and a baby. And I thought, okay, those kids look the same age as me, and shame, they're with their granddad. And the little boy turned and said, hey, Dad, And I thought, oh my God, that's his father. This fat old man is his father. And I thought, I can't be the fat old man. So the fat old man from Hyde Park became this rallying cry. And I decided then and there to get into the gym and start getting fit. And then walk the 15Ks, the walk the talk. And this year I did the 30Ks. And going to gym and getting fit has just become part of my life. I don't think I'm ever going to like it, but I like it a lot more than the fat old man from Hyde Park. So it was almost a natural fit to say, well, okay, I've done the 30K walk. I'm fit. I'm now going to change the way I do fitness and get myself fit. I'll turn myself into cycling fit and let me do the 94.7. For years, I've stood at the side of the road and watched the cyclists come roaring down Jansmuts Avenue and thought, that looks fun. So I'm in. I'm not going to be fast, but I'm going to be there. I'll be finishing.
Okay, you have to guarantee me something. One of your colleagues, Bruce Whitfield. I saw him a couple of years ago on the road at the Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge. I caught up to him in the middle of Joburg in the downtown sort of section. And he stays pretty close to Hyde Park. And he was like, no, I'm only riding to Hyde Park and then I'm going home. He didn't go all the way to the finish. You need to finish this thing.
I'm glad you bust him on that. I didn't realize that.
No. He does it every year, Dave. Every year he does that.
I have to finish this race. There's no way. I think the embarrassment of facing my friends and colleagues and them asking me, so what was it like at the end? And I can't say, well, the end was actually pedaling into my driveway. I have to say the end was at the end and having my photograph taken with Daryl and with Geraint Thomas and chatting to the TV guys, I'm going to have to be there at the end. So, Brad, you've got my assurance. Whether I'm pushing my bike, I'm going to be there.
Fabulous. Look forward to seeing you out there, Dave. And you know what? It's a great experience, too. There's so many bits of the road. I say it every year. There's so many sort of parts of that route that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to ride your bicycle on any other day. I mean, riding down the M1, it's closed to traffic. It's just bicycles. That is in itself is worth riding that race. So I'm sure you're going to have a great one. If people want to get hold of you and get into this peloton with Daryl MP and Graham Thomas, how can they go about doing that?
It's so simple. Just send me an email, david@702.co.za. So very basically my name and where I work, david@702.co.za. Tell me that you're emailing me in connection with getting into the Impy Peloton, and I will organize the rest and give you all the banking details where to send your 1,000 rand.
Cool, Dave. What I'll do as well is I'll pop that email address on our website as well. So if somebody just goes to the show notes for this episode of Cycle Talk SA, all they can do is just click straight through and pop you an email that way. David O'Sullivan, it's been great catching up. And yeah, I'm just really glad I could return the favor for all the stuff you've done for me over the years. And I want to wish you all the best and hopefully you get those numbers. I'm sure you will.
I'm absolutely delighted. And with your assistance, Brad, I'm sure we'll reach that magic number. I really appreciate your input. Thanks so much.
We try and do it every so often here on Cycle Talk SA where we chat to cycling clubs around the country, because that's one of the great things about the sport that we love is just getting involved in a club and getting out with mates and getting out on the road. And it's always great to ride with a group, obviously just for safety issues, first of all. But it's that camaraderie and just talking nonsense on the bike in the morning when you are out there. And it's wonderful to have one of the oldest clubs around on the show this week in Cape Town, City Cycling Club. And I've got one of the committee members from that club on the show this week, was a former chairman as well, chairman of the club for 7 years, but now just on the committee. Graham Ward, thanks for chatting to us today. Really do appreciate your time.
That's a pleasure.
Graham, tell me a little bit about City Cycling Club. It's been going for a long, long time. Just fill us in on a bit of the history.
Yes, City Cycling Club were formed in the late 1880s, informally, and then we were constituted in 1891, as we are today. Our official name is actually the City Cycling and Athletic Club, but the athletics fell away in the 1930s with the Depression, and since then we've only been on the cycling side of things. But yeah, we've survived for over 120 years now, and we're still going strong. We've got a very, very loyal membership base of about 120 members. And yeah, we still enjoy cycling after all those years.
Gee, 120 years, more than 120 years. That's fabulous for a cycling club. There's not many other things, never mind cycling clubs, that are around for 120 years. That's superb.
Yeah, no, we need to carry on the tradition. We started the sport, I suppose, in Cape Town, maybe not in the country, but yeah, we need to carry on with it. It's a great sport.
And Graham, tell me, you say you've got 120 members. That's actually a nice size club as well. What do you guys do to sort of keep the members? Because that's the big thing with a club, isn't it? Is sort of getting the members involved and making them feel like they're part of something to sort of keep them there and keep coming back to the group rides. Do you guys do anything special, or what do you reckon your secret to your success and longevity has been?
Okay, what we do, we have club rides on a Saturday morning. Okay, and it's more of a social ride for the average club cyclist. Then on a Sunday morning, we have a much more foster group going out, but we also still cater for the average club rider. We also introduce when the cycling season gets a bit when the weather clears up in spring, we have a novice group going out every Saturday morning, and then once a year we cycle down from the Southern Cape. It takes us about a week, and we normally leave from Sedgefield or George, and we cycle back to Cape Town with a backup vehicle, and that's more of a cycling holiday. We also, on the competitive side, we have league teams in the various age groups for the youth, as well as elite and veteran cyclists.
Graham, I think that's awesome. I chat to quite a few clubs, and I think one of the problems that I pick up is often clubs just focus on novices. So once guys have picked up some fitness and they're sort of getting better, they battle because the new guys that keep coming in are absolute newbies. So it's a struggle for them. So they tend to go and find another club where they're sort of abilities probably more better matched, and then you get clubs that are just focusing on guys that have been in the sport for ages, and it's really intimidating for the novices to come into that sort of environment. You guys seem to have a really nice balance between the two.
Yeah, it's difficult at times. It's not easy, and it is difficult if you have a newcomer come down. You're not too sure what whether he or she is able to keep up with the group. But we do have a roster of committee members that will take riders aside and say, okay, look, the club's going out for an 80K ride. We will just look after you, and we'll do a 30-40. And if you can't handle that, we'll turn around and go back to the start area where we started from. You know, so it is a difficult thing to manage, but we seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, it sounds great. And Graham, as far as you talk about those rides on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, where do you guys ride from?
We ride from Edgemead in the northern suburbs. We were based at the Greenpoint cycle track or Greenpoint Stadium, but we got evicted by the city council when they revamped that whole precinct. So, and most of our members were in this area. So we started rides from this area probably about 10 years ago, and it's just gone from strength to strength. So we meet at the Edgemead Library on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock every Saturday, other than Christmas Day. And then on the Sunday, we meet at the local Wild Bean in Edgemead.
Right, cool.
Also at 7 o'clock.
So if someone's in the sort of Cape Town area in Edgemead, they'd know exactly where those places are, and they can just pitch up and join you. Do they need to get in touch first to check if it's cool that they come, or can they just arrive?
No, they can just arrive. We welcome visitors with open arms, really. We'd rather have visitors to Cape Town come and ride with us than ride on their own. As you know, it's not safe out there, and there's safety in numbers, so we would rather have anyone, whether they're club members or not, visitors from Johannesburg, Durban, all over the country, please come and ride with the club. Get hold of the clubs in Cape Town and ride with them. It's much more safer.
Graham, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's one of my objectives to chatting to cycling clubs around the country is obviously to help you guys sort of build numbers in the city you're in. So if somebody's listening to this and they're in Cape Town and they're looking for a group to ride with, it's great for them to go there. But it's also a great way for us to spread the word that it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, you could live in Joburg, but you could be heading down to the Western Cape on holiday in December, and you're thinking of taking your bike, but you're not quite sure where's safe to ride, where's not safe to ride. It's a great way for someone, say, from Joburg, or perhaps from Durban, to hook up with you guys while they're down there on holiday and perhaps do a couple of really nice rides while they're down there. And you guys know the really cool rides to do where the roads are really safe, and it's a great way to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, by all means, they must They're welcome to go onto our website. We have a website. Most clubs in the Cape have a website. They can go on, well, especially ours, they can go on there, contact our ride captain for the weekend, and come and join us. We try and ride on the road a bit with a hard shoulder. It's very important that we obey traffic signs. We insist on that. We want to have a nice, enjoyable ride. We don't want to get irate with motorists and other road users. So, yeah, even though we obey traffic signs and traffic regulations, it's still a hard ride.
Sounds good though, Graham. I'm definitely, next time I'm down in the Mother City, I'll definitely look you guys up and pop by for a ride. It sounds brilliant. You mentioned the website, and if people want to contact you, can you give us that URL and we can pop it onto our website as well?
Yeah, it's www.citycyclingclub.co.za.
Cool. So it's citycyclingclub.co.za. What you can do is, if you want to link onto that website, you can just go to the show notes for this episode of Cycle Talk SA and click straight through there as well. Graham, it's been awesome catching up. I think what you guys are doing down there in Cape Town sounds superb. Keep it up, and hopefully we can catch up soon next time I'm down in Cape Town.
Yeah, by all means, looking forward to meeting you.
And that's about it for another week of Cycle Talk SA. Thanks to both of my guests today, David and Graham. I really do appreciate your time, and I think both of you are doing amazing things in your various sort of spheres, what you're up to. If you want to find out more or get to those links, all you have to do is get over to cycletalksa.co.za/12. That is where you will find the show notes for this episode and the links to David's email, also the links to the City Cycling Club as well. That's where you can get all that info. And that's it. A wrap for this week. If you want to be in touch, as always, podcast@cycletalksa.co.za is the email address. You can also tweet us at cycletalksa or pop us a message on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/cycletalksa. And if you do, just a quick favor, if I could ask you, if you listen to this podcast on the iTunes, on the Apple platform, if I could just ask you to just take a couple of seconds and leave us a star rating. And if you would be so kind to leave us a review about the show, some great comments coming through on iTunes as well. And what that does is it just helps other people find this podcast. And if you found it valuable, I'm sure other people might as well. And we'd really appreciate it if you share it. That's exactly how, and the only way we can grow this podcast is through word of mouth. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, I'd really appreciate it. Just a review and a star rating. I will love you forever. Until next week, that's it from myself, Brad Brown. We'll chat soon. Have yourself a fantastic week. Cheerio.